Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Hey, and we are at the third wide line on daf Tzadik Dalid Amid Beis. So the topic of yesterday's daf, the primary topic, was the episode that's recounted in Melachim Beis, Perek Yudches, Yutes Chof, and then again in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Lamidvav, Perek Lamidzayin, and that is the story of Chizkiyoh and Sancheirav. And as we saw yesterday, that the story of Chizkiyoh and Sancheirav was really the rest of the story, the counterpart of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim. We all know that the Aseres HaShvatim, who lived on the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, was sent into Golos. They were sent into Golos by Shalmaneser, who was the king of Ashur, the king of Assyria. Assyria was an ancient kingdom. Nineveh of Sefer Yoinafim was the capital of Ashur. And it was the king of Shalmaneser who came to Eretz Yisrael, and he exiled the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Years later, he returned to Eretz Yisrael. Not him, some say it was another king of Asher, but Sancheirav, who's also the king of Asher, returns to Eretz Yisrael, and he now wants to take the southern part of Eretz Yisrael into Golos. At the time, the king of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael was Chizkiyoh, but as the pasuk says, it was a very big difference between the Yidden living in the north and the Yidden living in the south. The Yidden living in the north were Ivdei Avodah Zarah, but the Yidden living in the south, at least for that kufa, under the guidance of Chizkiyoh, were tremendous Bnei Torah. And it was, in fact, as the Gemara is going to say now, one of the greatest generations to ever live. And as a result, despite the fact that Asher was successful in being able to do what they wanted to do to the Yidda living in the north, they didn't have the same success against the Yidda living in the south. And the pasuk says, we'll see in great detail today in the daf, the tremendous miracles that Hashem made, where this unbelievable upset, an army, the pasuk says 185,000 large. We'll see, the Teresh Baal Peh says it was over 2 billion people that were trying to attack Eretz Yisrael. There was no chance in the world for the Yidden to have been able to survive it. But Hashem performed the miracle, and the Yidden were able to walk away from it unscathed. It goes down as one of the greatest miracles to ever happen. It happened by Yehi B'Chatzi HaLaila. We have a Messiah that Chatzi HaLaila, it was the same by Yehi B'Chatzi HaLaila when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It happened on Leil Pesach. That's why we say it in the piyut, in the end of the Seder of Vayehi B'Chatzi HaLaila. But then we saw something interesting. The Gemara said that after the great miracle that took place, Chizkiyoh did not even thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for performing this miracle. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he saw the splitting of the sea, Az Yashar Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Sashir Azayis. Now, the Gemara said that he didn't say Baruch Hashem. Yisrael did say Baruch Hashem. We spoke at a Ksav Sofer yesterday. So for that already, you have to go to the Darshanim to understand what it means when it says he didn't say Shira. But as far as Chizkiyoh goes, the Pasuk seems to conclude with the story of Sancheirav, doesn't mention anything about Shira, and then goes weiter. If Chizkiyoh would have said a Shira, something of Chshivas, it would have been mentioned in Tanakh. And Chazal took that as an understanding that in fact, Chizkiyoh did not say Shira. It was a big taina Chizkiyoh. We'll see a lot more about that in the daf today. But either way, the Gemara is going to continue telling the story of Chizkiyoh and Sancheirav, and then the Gemara is going to interrupt the program for about an amud, and we're going to go into a whole nother area of Nach, and that is the story of Noiv Ira Kayanim. So if you like Nach, Perek Chelik is the perfect perek. You could just learn Nach, but Perek Chelik in the Teresh of Al Peh is the perfect perek to learn. Zok the Gemara, Achrei Hadvarim, והאמס האלו בסן חרב מלך אשר ויובי ביהודה ויחן על ההורם הבצורויס ויומר לביקום אלו. So Sancheirav, who's the king of Ashur, comes and he wants to attack Yehuda, he wants to attack Eretz Yisrael. Fake the Gemara, hai rishno vahai pardashno. There must have been a reason. The Yidden must have done something to deserve this gzeira to happen. Right, we saw the Gemara. Gemara said, what did the Yidden deserve to do to the Gzeira of Purim, Lahashmid Laharigul Abid, Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Was it because they bowed down to the Tzalm of Nebuchadnezzar? Was it because they had Ana Misudasi Shalaisir Rasha from Sudas Achashverish? A Gzeira doesn't just happen. So if there was even a Gzeira for this to take place, this threat must have been deserved. So Frank to Gemara, what could they have possibly done? Hai Rishna, Hai Pardashna, Chizkiyoh and his daughter seem to have been a really wonderful daughter. What would they have deserved? And the Gemara is going to say in a long-winded way that really they didn't deserve it. But what happened was Hashem wanted to punish Asher,
And this was the way he was going to punish Asher.
It wasn't so much that the Yidden did something wrong, thus there was a gzeira, and they somehow were speared the gzeira. That's what happened by Purim. That's what happened in other times in Jewish history. In this case, it was very different. Says the Gemara, Achrei hadvorim veho emes. Achrei, mayom ravim, lachshukov, zekodosh baruch, minish vav amar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up, kavi yochel, and he swore. He said, I amino le lechizkiyo, maysino le lesancher, vamasarno le biyotcho. If I would tell Chizkiyo what I want to do, which is I want to destroy Sancheriv, I want to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to look like he's going to attack the Yidden. It's going to look very, very scary. But Chizkiyo, don't worry about it. Hakol yeh beseder. You have nothing to worry about. Hashda Amar, I know Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo is never going to sign on the dotted line. He's never going to agree to it. He's going to say, Loi hu ba'ina, v'loi bi'asusei ba'ina. I'm not interested in the threat, and I'm moichel anything good that's supposed to come as a result of the threat. Don't kill Sancheriv. It's fine. Miyad, kofetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishbas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice. He got up, and he swore the ma'isinolei, that he's going to make it happen anyways. Meaning, he's not going to consult with Chizkiyo. So from Chizkiyo's perspective, it's going to look like a real viable threat. It's going to look like there's a clear and present danger, but really there was no danger at all. So the pasuk says that Hashem swears that I'm going to destroy Ashur. So the motivation, the impetus, was never the chatam of the Yidden. Yidden didn't do averus. But to the contrary, Hashem wanted to destroy Asher, and this is the way that he was going to do it. Rabbi Yechon said, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, Ve'al horai avusenu. So an avus in Aramaic is a trough. That's what animals eat from. Yovei Sancheriv v'siyosek, let Sancheriv and his entourage, his army, come, v'yayosek, avus l'chizkiyo l'siyosek, and let them be as a trough, the Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo literally will be able to eat from them. That's what an unbelievable defeat it was. Zok to pasuk. Vayi bayemahu, yaser subaloi me'al shechmecha, v'uloi me'al tzavarecha, v'chubal oil mipnei shomet. So this is one of the cryptic nevuos that Yeshaya Novi said. What does it mean? It says the Gemara, it's referring to this story of Chizkiyo Sancheriv. Om Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, chubal oil shel Sancheriv, mipnei shalmoi shel Chizkiyo. You know what caused the oil, the yolk of Sancheriv to break? It was the oil of Chizkiyo. What does that mean? Because the Yidden used to learn Torah in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, and they used to burn the midnight oil. And that's the oil that saved Chizkiyo's generation from Sancheriv. Ma'asa, what did he do? Meaning, what was the technique that Chizkiyo used to make sure that people came to learn? No, it's Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. He took a sword, he stuck it literally at the doorstep of Beis HaMedrash, and he said, Kol Misha, if somebody doesn't learn Torah, Yidoka b'Cherev Zo. He's going to be stabbed with this sword. So this was old school. That was how he built his census in Beis HaMedrash. You basically knew you had an ultimatum. There were two choices. There was a choice. But the other option was that you don't show up, you duck a b'cherev zu. As a result, he was able to get people to come learn Torah, and I guess b'toich shaloi l'shma, b'lishma. But this was a great generation. How great? Zok the Gemara. Badku midon v'ad Be'er Sheva. They searched from Don until Be'er Sheva, from sea to shining sea in Eretz Yisrael. For like Matsu Amma Oretz, and they could not find one Amma Oretz. Migvas Vadan Tifras, and then they searched Migvas and Tifras, for like Matsu Tinuk and Tinoikis, Ishvi Ishis, like how you became the Hukas Dumb of the Tire. Well known Gemara. Everybody, even young girls, everybody knew the laws of Tumah v'Tayr. V'aloisa Adar hu oimer v'hoi b'yei mahu yichaye ish eglas bokor u shtei tzoyin. It says regarding that generation that every single person is going to have an eglas basar. He's going to have two tzoyin. V'oimer v'hoi b'yei mahu yiyeh kol mokam ashiyeh shom elef gefen b'elef kesef. Everybody's going to own elef gefen, elef kesef. There's going to be ashirus. People are going to be wealthy. And afal Pekin, Lishomer, Lishayas, yeah, but what's going to end up being with it? They're not going to be interested. Meaning, Alpha Bicha, Elof Gevin, Belof Kesef, Lashomer, Lishayas, yeah. So that generation had Ashirus. They had it going pretty good. This is a utopian time in our history. We learned so much about the Zman HaChurban, about times in Jewish history, because most of Jewish history, since we've been in Galus, has been difficult. It's been challenging. It's been full of adversity. But this is a time in history we could look back at and say, wow, we had it really, really good, where the Torah was thriving, where every young child
knew the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. People had Ashiras, but they weren't even interested. They were more interested in learning than dealing with business or whatever else it was that they had. And it was in that generation that Hashem threatened them. Frank, the Gemara, how is that even possible? Such a dar should have such a threat. So the Gemara, it was never a real threat. This was all a hechatimsa to perform unbelievable miracles, and they witnessed unbelievable miracles. They saw an ones shaloi kederach hateva. One more Gemara. It says, v'usaf shlalchem oisef hechosel. Among them, Navi Yisrael, isfu shlalchem. So the Navi comes, and he tells the Yidden, after Sancheirov's army is defeated, he says, go take the biza, go take the booty from the Assyrians. Amrullah is that they told him, Livzois Eilachlet. They weren't sure. Should we stop fighting? Should each person just try to get as much as he can? Or should we divide it? I mean, they weren't sure. Everyone try to chap as much as you can chap, or is this supposed to be divided? He said, you should do it the same way the Arba does it, the same way the locust does it. When locusts go and fight over food, say they don't each take it home, then make a division. No, everyone takes his own thing. You should go take your own thing. So they came with a good taina. They said, how could we go ahead now and take the money from the Assyrians? The Assyrians had just recently, they had just recently gone and exiled Aseres HaShvatim, which means that they had the money of the Aseres HaShvatim. So they said, if we now take the biza from Ashur, aren't we in essence taking the biza from our brethren, the Aseres HaShvatim? Is that something that we're allowed to do? Amar lehem, kimashak, gave him shaykik. But what does that mean? Ma gave him alalu malin asa'adam yitum on the tyra. Just like water, a mikvah. Takes a person that's tummy and it makes him tar. So too, a guy, when he takes possession of something that belongs to a yid, he's metairing, meaning it now belongs to the yid. It loses its history, its past gets completely deleted. So it's as if it never belonged to the yid. It's as if it never belonged to the yid. You have a right to take it. In a well-known Gemara, that is, we know that the yid, when they were in the midbar, they weren't allowed to touch Aminu Mayav. Aminu Mayav were off limits. Stating that, Sichon had defeated Aminu Mayav, and the Yidden defeated Sichon. Sichon Melech HaMayav. The Yidden defeated Sichon. So how were the Yidden, Rapapa said, allowed to take from Sichon? Didn't Sichon have from Aminu Mayav, and the Yidden weren't allowed to take from Aminu Mayav? The Teretz says, Aminu Mayav Tiarei B'Sichon. Sichon was Metaher, what was once Aminu Mayav, and he allowed him to take it. It's in that very same vein that once Sancheirov took from the Aseres HaShvatim, now it belonged to Sancheirov. It no longer was traced back to the Aseres HaShvatim, and it's for that reason the Yidden were allowed to take it. There's obviously some Chesh Mishpat implications as it relates to the Salacha, but that certainly ain't kan Mekaymei Lahara. So just one Ha'ara before we go Vaitu, and that is, you see in the Gemara that what was so great about the generation of Chizkiyahu that caused that Hashem should perform this great miracle that Sancheirov, despite the fact that he was successful overthrowing the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, did not have the same success coming after the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said it, it was Chubal Oiloi Shal Sancheirov Mipnei Shamnoi Shal Chizkiyo. It was the Torah of the generation of Chizkiyo, the Shemen Shal Yedoylik Bebati Knesis and Bebati Midrashis, to the point where he was Naretz Cherev Al Pesach Bez Medrash Va'amar Kol Mi Shal Oina Yisik Betori Yedaka Becherev Zu Batku Midon Vad Ber Shev Avalei Matzu Amma Ores Mi Gvas Vad Antifros Vale Matzu Tinoik Viti Noikes Ish Vi Isha Shal Yehoi Bekim Bilchas Numa Vatayr. It was the Torah. It was the Torah of the generation of Chizkiyo that protected it. That protected it against the threat that was the generation of the army of Sancheirov. It's interesting. We learned this Gemara not so long ago. Sanhedrin daf chaf amid aleph. The Gemara over there darshens the pasuk. Sheker achein vehevel ayoyfi. Isha yiras Hashem hitesalo. So the Gemara says that sheker achein hevel ayoyfi isha yiras Hashem hitesalo is referring to three generations, the three greatest generations in history as it relates to Torah. What were those generations? So the Gemara has two versions of it. Sheker achein zed doyre shal Moshe. Vehevel ayoyfi zed doyre shal Yeshua. Moshe's generation, there was a lot of Torah. In Yeshua's generation, there was a lot of Torah. But that's Sheker. That's Hevel. You want to know what the Spitz was? The greatest of the three? Yiras Hashem hi tesalo zedoyre shel Chizkiyo. Zok Rashi, doyre shel Moshe v'Yeshua asku b'Torah harbe. There was a lot of Torah. But v'doyre shel Chizkiyo, yoyser mehem. Kedekhsev, v'chubal o mipnei shemen v'amrina b'perek chelek. The Kabbalah daf tzadik dalin. He quotes our whole sugya right here. Then the Gemara says, Dover Acha, Kubit was a generation that was even greater than the generation generation of Chizkiyahu. What was that? Sheker Achein Zed Doiroi Shel Moshe V'Yohishua V'Hevel HaYoifi Zed Doiroi Shel Chizkiyahu comes in second place. But who gets the gold medal? Yiras Hashem Yitzalah Zed Doiroi Shel Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Eloi. What was so great? Satana Rabbi Yehuda. What was so great about his daughter? Omru Olav Al Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Eloi Shisha Talmidim Eskasa Metalas Echad V'Oiskim B'Torah. Because in that generation there was Anias. People lived in poverty. Six people would share the same talus to keep themselves warm so that they should be able to learn Torah. And still they learn Torah anyways. So the highest madrega is Torah Mipnei Hatchak. That's when a person learns Torah, despite the fact it's very difficult for him to learn Torah. Meaning the Torah of Chizkiyahu was unbelievable. If you think about the output of that generation in Torah, Batku Midon Vad Be'er Sheva, it's incredible. But at the same time, they had it pretty good. They had money, they're seeing miracles. It was good times. As opposed to the Dor Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, he lived already after the Churban. That was already in the time of Hester Panim, when the Romans were giving the Yidden a lot of tzaris. There was Dikduke Anios, and still they learned Torah. Says the Gemara, that's greater even than the Dor of Chizkiyahu. But either way, that's one of the themes of the story of Chizkiyahu and Sancheirib. And that's the unbelievable Torah that was in that generation, this utopian part of Jewish history. And it was the Torah that they had that protected them. It was the Torah that they had that protected them. So yesterday we spoke out a word from Yitzchak Sorotskin. It's really a Medrash Rabbah in the end of Parashas Vayera that says that right after the story of the Akedah, so Avram Avinu together with Yishmael and Eliezer and Avram, they come back home. Yitzchak is not Yitzchak Lehechanah, so where did Yitzchak go? So the Medrash says at the very end of Parashas Vayera, he sent him to the base Medrash of Shem Ve'ever. Why did he send him to learn Torah? Because Avram Avinu realized that he had just overcome this unbelievable Nisayon. And he asked himself, how did I have it in me to overcome this insight? It must have been the Torah that I learned. The Torah must have protected me from the Yetzer Hara. In the same vein, Chananya Mishael V'Azariah, Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason they're not heard from again after the story in Daniel Perek Gimel was they went to Eretz Yisrael. Why did they go to Eretz Yisrael? They didn't go to retire. They went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. So you see, again, that it was the same reason, says Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's come out before us in the Medrash, because they also realized what gave them the koyach to be able to be oimed with the nesoyin of Nebuchadnezzar. It was the Torah that they learned. So Torah protects from the Yetzirah, and here you see Torah protects from threats as well, from the enemies. That's the story of Chizkiyahu and Sancheirib. One interesting thing, I saw the Ben Yoyada, he says that it was the shemen, right? That's the emphasis of the Gemara. Chubal oil mipnei shemen. It was the shemen, shayodoylik bebatei kneses bebatei midrashos, that broke the yoke of Sancheirib. Why the shemen? So Ben Yoyada says that when do you need oil? When you learn at night. So he says it's a special skula. When a person learns Torah balayla, it has a special shmira. So the Rav Shlita by us from Shuaba, he said on, so that, you know, we just finished now the Yom Ha'irah. You have Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, then you have Sukkish, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. He said, "Shtait in Sfurim Akdoshim." Didn't say it that way, but it says in Sfurim Akdoshim that those days are known as the Heilige Tag, the Heilige Tag. But what comes after the Heilige Tag? It comes a long winter, the Heilige Necht. But that was the Heilige Necht. That's what they did. They burnt the midnight oil. It was the shemen of the Bati Knesis, the Bati Midrashes. That was ultimately the thing that caused this great miracle to happen. Zok to Gemara. More about Sancheirib and Chizkiyahu. That day that Sancheirib attacked the Yidin, so he traveled 10 masois. The Gemara is going to, he had kfitzas haderech. Shenemar, the pasuk says, bo al ayas. He came to Ayas. Over b'migroin, he went to Migroin. L'michbash yachgit kelo. Michbash is 3. Ovru ma'bor is 4. Geva molin lono is 5. Chor d'haroma is 6. Giva shol nos 7. Tzali koylich bazgalim. That's a place. Hakshiva Laisha, it's another place. It's 8. Ania Anosois, Nodada Madmeno, Yoshfe Hagevim Heizu, Oida Yoim Benoiv Lamed, Yenoifev Yode Harbayas, see and give us Yushalayim. So this is discussing Sancheirib coming with his entourage, he's coming with his army, with his peoples, to go attack the Yidden. And it mentions over here a whole bunch of places. So you see from here, Esem Asois, and this all happened in one day, says the Gemara. But the Gemara says that if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, it's actually not 10. Hani Tuva Havim, it's really 12. So the Gemara says, Sali Koylech Bazgalim, and it says, Bazgalim Navi who the Kabbalah of Knesset Yisrael. That wasn't one of the places that Sancheirib went on that day, but that's really the Navi talking. Tzahali Koylech Bazgalim is referring to Bitoy Shal Avram Yitzchak V'Yakiv Sh'asu Mitzvah is Kigale Hayom, meaning the pasuk over there at the end says, "Oid hayoyim benoiv lamoid, yinoifev yodei harbas tzion givas Yerushalayim," referring to Yerushalayim. So we mentioned Yerushalayim, but derech agav, who's in Yerushalayim? Who should make noise? who should cry maybe because of the threat of Sancheriv. Bitoy shel Basgal. Bitoy shel Avram Yitzchok v'Yaakov. She'asu mitzvois kigalei hayam. So Basgalim is just another way of referring to Klal Yisrael. The others are referred to as Galim because they did mitzvahs that are as powerful as the waves of the sea. And we are the daughters. Bitoy shel Avram Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Hakshiva Laisha. When it says Laisha, that too is not a place that Chizkiyo, that Sancheriv had gone to. But rather, what it means is, Mehai lo tistafi. Hashem was saying, the Novi was saying, don't be afraid of Sancheriv. Ele istafi min Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, who you should be afraid of is Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. The Mesil Ka'aryeh, who's compared to an Aryeh, a lion. Shenema ole Aryeh misufchat. So what does that have to do with Laisha? The Gemara is going to say later that a Laish is another name for a lion. Mai aniya anosos. Anosos is also mentioned in the pasuk. Asid Yirmiyo ben Chilkiya. U misnave alo me anosos. The chsiv divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkiya men akayanem asher ba anosos beretz Yirmiyo. That's a way of referring to Yirmiyo, who came from the city of Anosos. So the Gemara just knocked out three of the places mentioned in the pasuk. We said that esem asos, Nasa Chizkiyo, Nasa Sancheriv. On one day, Sancheriv and his entourage, they traveled 10 masois. The Gemara counted it and said there were 12. So the Gemara says, you're right, three of the places don't really count. So if you do the arithmetic, 12 minus 3, what you're left with is 9. So the Gemara is going to ask the kash. But for now, mi dami hasamari hacha Laisha, we said that Laisha is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar was compared to a lion. We're talking about Sancheriv, and we're saying that don't worry about Sancheriv. Why don't have to worry about Sancheriv? Because it was never a real threat, right? Like the Gemara is saying, that's the theme of the beginning of the daf. Sancheriv didn't really have the koyach to be able to attack the Yidden, because the Yidden were good, they didn't deserve it. But Nebuchadnezzar, who's going to come years later, he's going to destroy the first base of Mikdash, he you should worry about. And again, where do you see Nebuchadnezzar in the pasuk? Because it says Laish. Laish is an Aryeh, and Nebuchadnezzar is compared to an Aryeh. But the Gemara says, it doesn't say Aryeh, it says Laish. The lion has six names. What are they? Eluhain, Ari, Kfir, Lovi, Laish, Shachal, Shachal. So going back to the original question, we started with 12, we knocked out 3. Ihochi, Batzrulu, you're left with 9. Avru, Mabara, Tartininu. Avru and Mabara are not one place, they're two places, and that's how you make up the extra place. Zok de Gemara, my oid hayoim benoiv lemar. So that pasuk again, that's describing Sancheriv attacking the Yidden, and it mentions a whole bunch of different places, which the Gemara darshan means that there were 10 places that esem asoyis nasa oisei rasha ba'oisei hayoim. In that pasuk it says oid hayoim benoiv lamoid. Those are important words, because those are the words that's going to spring the Gemara into its next digression. But before it digresses, my oid hayoim benoiv lamid, what's that referring to? Amar Rav Huna, an amazing Gemara. Oisei hayoim neshtayer me'avoyna shol noiv. So we're going to see soon about the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim. Shol HaMelech killed all the Kehanim in Noiv. And it's considered to be one of the worst things that a Melech Yisrael ever did. It was considered a terrible, terrible Aveira. And the chet, the Aveira, the liability of killing Noiv Ira Kehanim was something that weighed on the Yidden for a very, very long time. It brought Tzaras to Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara is going to say later. There was one day remaining. There was one day, one last payment that Klal Yisrael had to make until they were going to be 100% absolved from the liability, which was Noiv Ira Kehanim. And you know what that day was? That was the day that Sancheriv and his army are going to attack the Yidden. So as much as we just said now that the Yidden really didn't deserve, the Yidden didn't really deserve this threat, but now the Gemara is saying, Rav Huna said, that's not true. That even though they themselves didn't deserve it, but based on a cheshbon from previous generations, namely the Aveira of Noiv Ira Kehanim, there was one day remaining where something really bad could have happened. And that's why it says, Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid. There's one day remaining from Noiv. Says the Gemara, Amar Lekaldoi, the astrologers of Sancheriv told him, you realize that if you go attack Yerushalayim today, Yachlasa, you're going to have success. The Eloi La Yachlasna. We're seeing now the antennas are telling, our crystal ball is telling us that today is the day that you should go ahead and do it. So that's why, says the Gemara, that's the rest of the story. That's why he traveled 10 masayas in one day. Something that should have taken 10 days, he was able to do in a day. He was rushing. He went to try to get there as fast as possible. But listen to the Gemara. When Sancheriv arrives at Yerushalayim, so he didn't have a ladder. So he stopped piling up rugs so that Sancheriv should be able to sit high high enough to be able to see over the walls of Yerushalayim to see what's going on. So the Gemara says, he saw the entire Yerushalayim. Kichazi, he said, this is Yerushalayim. He was very let down. He said, it looks very small to me. Omar, he carried the Yerushalayim. He said, this is my prize that I've been trying to conquer. It's a small city. It looks weak. Not just that, it's weaker. I've been able to defeat opponents that were a lot mightier than Yerushalayim. All of the kamu mened bereshe. So in some chutzpahdig away, he shook his head. He started motioning in a way. I'm gonna wipe him out. This is a joke. Omri. So his people told him, let's just do it. Let's do what we got. We came here to take care of business. Omalahu. He says, you know something? I thought I was rushing. My astrologers just said you better hop around today. I realize it's going to be much easier. Why don't we get a good night's sleep, wake up in the morning, we'll have a breakfast for champions, and we'll go out and we'll take care of business by tomorrow, by the time the sun sets, we'll be on our road already. So the Gemara says, in fact, he says, we have so many soldiers, we can take down this wall. Each soldier will bring one brick, and it's all taken care of. Miyat, so they go to sleep. Balailahu, what happened? Vayibalailahu, vayetze malach Hashem. Vayach b'machane asher meyesh shmoyne v'cham yishal. The malach came and it killed 185,000 troops of Sancheriv. Vayashkimu baboyker, they wake up in the morning. V'hine kulam p'garim masons. Am aliget paiget. They were all dead. That's the story. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, I don't know, this is what people mean when they say, bas dina, batal dina. Sometimes you have an opportunity to take care of something and you don't take care of it. You procrastinate a little bit. I'll wait until tomorrow. You lose your opportunity. That's another lesson they take out of the story of Sancheriv and Chizkiyahu. That you have an opportunity. He was there. He could have done it. He would have been successful had he done it on that day. But decided he wanted to get a good night's sleep first. Came with a gaiva. This is easy. It's not going to be a big deal. And he lost his entire opportunity. Sometimes a person has an opportunity, you have to close. Just take care of business. Don't wait around. Don't let it sit. It can die on the vine. And that's exactly what happened. Zokta Gemara. So it says, V'yishbi b'noiv asher b'yilidei harof. So we mentioned over here, B'derech agav, noivir kayanim. Why did we mention noivir kayanim? Because Yishaya Novi said, Oid hayoim b'noiv lamoy. That there's some connection between the story of Chizkiyo and Sancheriv and Noiv Erkayanim. What's the connection? Chizkiyo on that day that was threatened by Sancheriv, had Sancheriv attacked when he showed up to Yerushalayim, he might have been successful. Because it was one day, one payment that he had, and technically still had to make over what happened in Noiv Erkayanim. He didn't take advantage of the opportunity. But so the Gemara mentioned Noiv Erkayanim, so we're going to go now and digress a whole Amid Gemara about Noiv Erkayanim. So what's the story of Noiv Erkayanim? So we know that Shaul HaMelech killed all the Kayhanim in Noiv. But what's not the rest of the story? What's the story? So it's mentioned in Shmuel Aleph, it's in Perek Chof Aleph, and it's in Perek Chof Beis. So the context is David HaMelech. David HaMelech had defeated Goliath, and as a result, he became a Makuriv to the Melech at the time, who was Shaul. He marries Shaul's daughter, and he starts climbing within the ranks of Shaul's kingdom, to the point that he was more popular than Shaul HaMelech. People would sing that Shaul killed X amount, but David HaMelech was able to kill a lot more. And he was growing in popularity to the point that Shaul went from liking him to hating him. So much so that he wanted to kill him. And a lot of Shmuel Aleph deals with this chase between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. Shaul wants to kill David. So the story of Noiv Erkayanim picks up as David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, literally to save his life. The pasuk says, "Vayovei David Noiva." As David is running, he's by himself. He doesn't have anybody with him. He comes to the city of Noiv. El Achimelech HaKoyen, and the Koyen Gadol in Noiv at the time was Achimelech. Now, by the way, when you learn Kachim, so Noiv comes up because we know that there were two Batei Mikdashim. The first one was built by Shloiman Melech. The second one was Ezra and Nehemiah in the beginning of Bayesheni. But there was a Mishkan also, right? Now, where was the Mishkan? So Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan in the Midbar. And then, until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was together with the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. It was primarily in Shiloh, thus Mishkan Shiloh, but it spent some time in Noiv and Givon. It's mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Paras Chatos, the halachas of Bonus. When the Mishkan was in Noiv, what halachic status did it have? But the tkufa of the Mishkan being in Noiv was important. That's when this happened. So Achimelech is the Kohen Gadol. He's in the Mishkan in the Mishkan. He had the Mizbech and the Chishis that Moshe Rabbeinu built the year in Noi. And he's serving Hashem. Either way, Achimelech looks up. Vayechved Achimelech. He sees David HaMelech. Is that you? That's David. What are you doing here? David was quite famous. Vayevelem Madua Atale Vadecha V'ish Einitach. You have no entourage. You're coming all by himself. Vayevelem David Achimelech HaKoy. And so David tells Achimelech, HaMelech Tzivani Dover. The king sent me on a covert mission. Nobody's supposed to know where I am. No one's letting, I can't even be with anybody. I am on one of the most sensitive intelligence missions that anybody's on, and no one's allowed to know. I'm trusting you, I'm sharing this information with you, but no one's allowed to know about this. Either way, David turns to Achimelech and he tells him, I've been traveling for a little while, I'm starving. You have anything for me to eat? Do you have anything? If you have five loaves of bread, no biyadi, give anything you have. I need Vayana, Kohen is David. So the Kohen told David, I don't have any lechem choyl, but if you want, kiyam lechel kodesh yesh. You know, I'm in the Mishkan, and there's a lechem aponim, we have the shulchan, I can take lechem kodesh, im nishma na'orim achmi'isha. As long as you tell me that you're clean and everything is fine, you're tahar, you're able to eat from the lechem aponim, I can give it to you. Vayan David is akoyim, vayayim elay, says I'm clean, give it to me. Vayitin le'akoyim kodesh, k'lohoyosham lechem, kiyam lechem aponim hamusar melifnei Hashem, says the pasuk. As David and Achimelech are talking, David and Melech sits down to eat. V'sham ish me avdei Shaul b'yemahu netzel lifnei Hashem. There was a man there who was a high-ranking official of Shaul. Ushmo yidoyeg ha'adoymi. Who, by the way, is of the first Mishnah and Perek Chelek fame. He's one of the people that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Abir haroyim asher l'shaul. Rashi says, Abir haroyim of Bezdin. This wasn't a posh of a person. He was a real chosh of a person. He's a high-ranking official in Shaul's army. V'yoyim edov l'achimelech. And he overhears what's going on. And this is the next part of the conversation. David tells Achimelech, you know, I didn't have food. I also don't have any of my weapons with me. I don't have my ammunition. I don't have anything. He says, do you have a chanis or a cherev, anything you can give me? Ki gam charbi v'gam kelei lo lokachti biyodi, ki hoyo dvar ha-melech nochots. This mission was so sensitive, it was so important that I leave, I couldn't take anything with me. So the Kohen tells him, Cherev Goliath aplishti asher ikisa ve'emel ko'elo, hine hiluto basimla achrei ha'efoid. You know, we have here, it's a relic, but we have the actual, this is the original, the sword that you yourself used to kill Goliath. He says, if you want, emoisa tikach l'chokach, you can have it, ki ein acheres, u'lasam hazad, this is the only thing I have. Ayoyim redovit, ein kamoya. There's no sword like that sword. Tenenali, give it to me. Either way, Vayakum David. David got up. Vayivrach b'yemahum epnei Shaul. He continued to run away from Shaul. Vayovoy el Achish Melech Gas. So David HaMelech meets Achimelech. He's in Noiv. He's running away from Shaul HaMelech. He tells Achimelech that really he's working for the king. It wasn't true, but he was doing this to save his life. He was hungry. Achimelech gave him food. He needed a sword to protect himself. He gives him the sword. This mystical sword that David HaMelech himself had used to kill Goliath, and now he's off to the races. The problem is, there was one person that had seen this happen, and that was Doyeg HaDoymi. Fast forward to Perek Chav Beis. I'm in the middle of Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Tes. Vayan Doyeg HaDoymi. Shaul HaMelech is sitting around with his entourage, and he's like, do we have any intelligence? Do we have any information? Does anybody know where David is? So Doyeg HaDoymi gets up. Vayomer, he says, Ro'isi es ben Yishai. I saw him. I spotted him. He was found. But Noiva El Achimelech ben Achitov. I saw him in Noiv. He was by Achimelech ben Achitov. Vayishalei b'Hashem. Not just that, I saw him communicating with the Kohen Gadol, and I'm pretty sure he was asking him questions about how to save himself from you, because after all, Kohen Gadol has the Urim v'Tumim. He's tapped in. V'tzeda nasam loy. I saw Achimelech give him food. V'yischerev Goliath aplishti nasam loy. I even saw him give him that fabled sword. I saw him give him the sword of Goliath. V'yishlach HaMelech likres Achimelech ben Achitov HaKohen. Shaul said, really? I want to speak to Achimelech. So he sends for Achimelech. That's kol beis aviv keanim asher benoy v'yavoyu kulam al HaMelech. Him and his entire family all come to stand in front of Shaul. Vayomer Shaul. Shaul turns to Achimelech. He says, Shema no ben Achitov. Vayomer hineni adoini. Yes, your honor. Vayomer elav Shaul. Lama kishartem alai. Why are you conspiring together with David to fight with me? Atu ben Yishai. I heard you gave him bread. I heard you gave him a sword. You even was Shaul and Urim v'tumifim. Vayanech Melech al HaMelech. Vayomer. Achimelech turns to the king and says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, David conspiring against you? David, he's your most trusted right-hand man. I thought he's married to your daughter. Meirav, Michal, right? Isn't he? He's your Edom also. V'sarel mishmatecha v'nichvad b'veisecha. There's no one more. I thought, what are you talking? He's on a mission. This is some intelligence. Either way, the Melech didn't buy it. Vayomer HaMelech, says Achimelech, I don't trust you. Mois Thomas Achimelech, atav v'chol beis avicha. I don't believe you. David HaMelech is not on my side. He told you that. You were helping him because you wanted to be murdered, but Malchus, you now deserve to die. Not just you, you and your entire family. So Shaul turns around to his people and he says, Soibu, I want you to kill every single Kohen that's here. Ki gam yodam and David, because they joined David HaMelech, and just like David's a murderer of Malchus, they're also a murderer of Malchus. V'chiyodu kubei reyachu, they knew it. V'layovdu av HaMelech, the shloyach is yodam lefkei b'yana. But the avodim of the Melech didn't want to do it. They refused to do it. Rashi says, who are they? Quoting Yerushalmi, it was Avner and Amso. Avner says, Shaul, I can't do this. No way. We can't kill him. How we don't have a right to kill him. Amso, he says, I'm not going to do it. V'yemer HaMelech l'doyeg. So Shaul HaMelech turns to Doyeg. He says, Soiv ato ufka b'kayanim. I want you to do it. This was a promotion for Doyeg. V'yisoiv Doyeg v'adoymi. No problem. V'yifkahu b'kayanim. V'yomes b'yemahu. And he killed on that day. Shmoinim v'chamisha ish. Noisei eifoid bar. He killed 85 kehanim. That's noiv ira kehanim. He killed fichar, but then he killed the entire city. Me ishvad isha, me oilel vad yoinek, v'shar v'chamor v'sel lefichariv. The pasuk says, "Vayimoli ben echad." He was only one person from the entire city. He was a kohen. He was from the family of Achimelech. One person that survived. Ushmoy Evyasar. His name was Evyasar. Vayivrach Achrid. He runs to David. Vayaged Evyasar to David. He tells David, "Kiharak Sholas Kehani Hashem." What happened? Vayoyim David Evyasar. So David Amelech tells Evyasar. Listen to what he says. Yodati Bayoyimahu. I knew on that day. Ki Sham Doyeg Adoyim. I thought it was Doyeg. I thought I saw him. Ki Haged Yaged Shol. And you know what? I should have realized that if that was Doeg, even to save my life, I shouldn't have spoken to Achimelech. Because Doeg is a troublemaker, and Doeg was going to go tell Shaul, and I was going to be caught, and something like this could have happened. I'm the one that's responsible for the deaths of your family. David HaMelech takes responsibility for what happened, even though of course he didn't do anything. He was doing this to save his life, but he realized now that maybe he could have prevented it. Maybe he shouldn't have spoken to Achimelech in a way that Doeg HaDoimi could have seen him, because this could have set this up. Shvo iti al tiro, kesheshe yevakesh, es nafshi yevakesh, es nafshecho, ki mishmeres ato imodi. Either way, this is the story of Noivir Kehanim, where Shaul and Doeg HaDoimi, they kill 85 Kehanim, the entire city of Noiv. It's mentioned many times in the Teresh Baal Peh as something very, very terrible that happened in Jewish history. Either way, how did it come into our sugya? Because we're learning about Sancheiriv and Chizkiyo, and Sancheiriv had the opportunity to destroy Klal Yisrael on that day. Could have done really bad things, because there was one day remaining from the Avera of Noiv that could have given him the opportunity to go about and do this. But says the Gemara, there's more to the story of Noiv. The Yishbi b'Noiv asher b'yelidei harafa u'mishkal kenoi shloish meyos mishkal nechoshes v'hu chagur chadasha v'yoymer lahakoy says David. Says the Gemara, there's another pasuk, and this is in Shmuel Beis, this is not in Shmuel Aleph. It's a few psukim that talks about someone whose name was Yishbi b'Noiv. He was from the children of Harafa. You know who Harafa was? Arpa. Arpa and Harafa were the same person. B'chalikis Rav and Shmuel was her real name Arpa. They just called her Harafa. Was her real name Harafa, and they just called her Arpa. But Yishbi b'Noiv is one of Arpa's children. Who else was one of Arpa's children? This is Jewish History 101. Goliath. So in other words, Yishbi b'Noiv is Goliath's brother. He is trying to kill David HaMelech, and David HaMelech ends up getting saved. So he was called Yishbi Benoiv. Pashit, because that's what his mother named him when he was born. But the Gemara says, "My Yishbi Benoiv, I'm Rabbi Damarav Isheba al Iske Noiv." The reason this person had the ability to kill David was because of the story of Noiv. And the Gemara is going to tell now a very long story. It's going to take us to the bottom of the Yomim. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David. And Masiyah Oven Zeh Tamim Biyotcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to David and he says, you know, David HaMelech, you took responsibility for what happened by Noivir Kehanim. And the truth is, to a small degree, you are responsible. And we have to do something about it. Al Yotcha Nerga Noivir Kehanim. You played a role in the death of Noivir Kehanim. Val Yotcha Nitra Doyega Doimi. You played a role in Doyega Doimi not having a Chelik in Olam Haba, for the role that he played in killing Noivir HaKehanim. Val Yodcha Nergu Shol U'Shloishes Banav. Shol and his sons end up getting killed Shaul was ma'abed atzmi l'das, but it was only because he knew he was going to die anyways because of the story of Nevi'er Kehanim. You're responsible on some level for that. David, I've given you two choices. You could pick your own punishment. If you'd like, I can make that all your children will be wiped out, or you yourself will be killed. I'm on the fun of, so David and said, that's easy. Of course, I'm going to take one for my family. Kill me, don't touch my family. One day, David HaMelech went out hunting. He was hunting deer, the Gemara says. The Satan came, and he dressed up like a deer. So David HaMelech is trying to catch this deer. In the meantime, it's the Satan. Pasek be'gir le'matya. So David HaMelech is shooting arrows at it. He can't get it. Mashche. So David is chasing it. Ad amtil Eretz Plishin. Until he came into the border of Eretz Yisrael and the Philistines, he crosses. He's now in Eretz Plishin. Kidechazi Yishbi b'noiv. Just so happened that Yishbi b'noiv, this other son of Arpon, Goliath's brother, happens to be right there at the border. Omar, he looks at him, he says, I recognize him. He's the person that killed my brother Goliath. Kafse, he ties him up, he catches David. And he puts him underneath an olive press. And he's going to take the press, he's going to kill David HaMelech. It's Avodah Nis, Hashem made a miracle. Machale Aramitoy say that the ground where David HaMelech was going to be pressed, softened, so that he knocked him down, but he went into the soft sand. It's like this, he wasn't harmed. That day was Erev Shabbos. That day was Erev Shabbos, and Avishai ben Tzeruya, who is one of David HaMelech's right-hand men, he's also the brother of Yoav ben Tzeruya, he's also a nephew of David HaMelech, either way. So he was taking a shower, getting ready for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, as he's taking a shower, he sees the water, it's coming down his hair. Chazi kismei dama. He sees this blood in the water. So he realized that's a sign of danger. They're telling him from Shemayim that something's going. Ikadam is telling a different version of the story. Also, Yoina came, Ifcher came in, started talking to him. So he didn't know what the Yoina was saying, but he did know one thing. Omar, Knesset Yisrael, Yoina Mesila. Klal Yisrael is compared to a Yoina. Shenema Kanfi Yoina, Nechzu Bekesa. So if a Yoina is coming to me, or if there's blood in my water, it must be that telling me that somebody's in danger. So he said, I know Klal Yisrael's not in danger. So it must be that the representative of Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, David, must be in danger. Shmami no David Malkudi Yisrael Betzare Shari. Also Levesis, he went to his house. V'lo Yashkeche. And sure enough, David HaMelech wasn't there. So he has to go find David. Problem is, he didn't have a horse with him. He didn't have a way to go find David. Omar, he said, tonight the Mishnah says, Ein Reich Van Al Susai, Vein Yoish Van Al Kisai, Vein Mishnam Shem Bishavit. I mean, the only car available was to take David HaMelech. The problem is, you're not allowed to be Mishnamish. Bishavit Yishem Melech. He can't ride on his horse. But Bishas HaSakon, Omar. He said, what about a Nishas HaSakon? What about if it's Pekuach Nefesh? He goes, I think I have a hunch that David Melech Yisrael is in danger right now. What about, he didn't know the Halach. Also, Shobei Medrash, he ran into Beis Medrash. Omar, they told him, Bishas HaSakon. If it's a shas akona, you could even take the king's horse, the king's mule, says the Gemara. Rachvila Pir David Kambasa. He took David HaMelech's mule and he started at Koftzaleyara. He was zeichet to Kvitas Aderech, Badi the Kamaski, as Avishai ben Tzeruya is riding. Chazia la Arpa Ime. Get ready for the rest of the story. He sees Arpa, who's the mother of Yishbi Benoiv, who's trying to kill David HaMelech right now. Dahavas Novla. And he saw she was sewing, she was needle pointing, right? She's spinning thread. The Gemara says, Ki Chazise, when she saw Avishai, she recognized Avishai, Poskas ala Pilcha. So she was a Yena Hevraman. So she takes the needle, she throws it at Avishai as he's riding on his way. She wants to kill him. But when she missed, so she realized she needed her needle back. So she says, Olam, you know, sir, you mind giving me the needle back? So I says, absolutely. Why don't you come get it? Yeah, come. I sleep lach. Poske picks it up. Biresh Moicha Vekotle stuck it into her and killed her. Now you know the rest of the story. That's how Arpa was killed. Arpa was killed by Avishai ben Tzeruya on his way to go save David HaMelech, who right now is being threatened by Yishbi Benoiv, who's Goliath's brother. Says the Gemara, Katchazi Yishbi Benoiv. When Yishbi Benoiv saw that Avishai ben Tzeruya is coming as fast as he can on David HaMelech's field to save David, Omar said, Hashta have a trick. Because I know I'm much stronger than David. But to take on two of them, I'm not sure. Two against one. The cuddling. Now I'm afraid they might kill me. He says, I better kill David HaMelech right this second. Paskilo David HaLeili takes David. He throws him up in the air. The dots lay the rumche. He takes a spear. He sticks it in the ground. Oh man, nipal alav nikta. David's going to land on the spear. That's going to be the end of that. Omar Avishai Shem. Avishai sees this. He recites one of the Shemos Akdoshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ukmeh B'David Ben Shmai La'ara. And David is now suspended in mid-air. Frank, the Gemara, why did Avishai have to be the one to say the Shem? And Nebelu Iyu, why could David HaMelech have said it himself? Why did Avishai have to say it? Why couldn't David say it? In Chavash Maitziyatsu Beisa Asurim. Because it's harder for a person to save himself than it is to save somebody else of Brachas Dav Gimel fame. Omar Lehi. See, he told him, my boy Yisacha. He said, what are you doing here? So David HaMelech tells Avishai, he says, listen, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it's because of the exchange that I had with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm somewhat responsible for what happened with Noiv Ir Kehanim. And Hashem gave me two choices, an ultimatum. He said, either I can kill you or your family, and I chose to be killed. So I have a feeling this is what's going to go down right now. I'm going to be killed. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so Avishai tells David, Apik Tzloisech, no, you made a mistake. You should not, no, you should have rather had your family pay for it, then you yourself pay for it. And he told him some adage that people used to say, Brar, Bruch, Kira, Lisbon, let your grandchildren sell wax, meaning let them be poor, the Atloy Titzar. But you should be good. Either way, so David said, I hear. So you know what? I'm going to dive into Hashem now, but I need your help also. Help me. Dive in for me as well. What does it mean? He helped him. So they both dive in together. Omar Avishai Shem Vachsei, and now Shame says another. Avishai says another Shame, and David HaMelech comes down. Have a korod of Bazrayu, and where he landed, David was a little far. Was a little far from where Yishbi Benoiv was. So now David and Avishai ben Tzeruya, they're on this mule and they're riding as fast as they can. They're trying to get away from Yishbi Benoiv. He was just safe. Kimat to Kubi. So the first town that they came to was Kubi. So when they came to Kubi, Omri they said, Kumbe, let us fight him. Kubi Milosh and Kumbe. Then they continued going, Kimata Betray. When they came to the city of Betray, Omri then they said, Betray Gurion Katulariya. He says, I don't think it's such a good idea. Can two people kill Lahim and Yishbi Benoiv was so powerful? So they're running away from Yishbi Benoiv. They were able to escape the immediate danger, but Yishbi Benoiv still has them. And eventually he's going to catch them and he's going to kill them. He's much stronger than them. So what are we supposed to do? So the Gemara says they had a Jewish chap. Omrile, so David HaMelech, and Avishai ben Tzeruya turned to Yishbi Benoiv and they say, you know something? I think rather than be chasing us today, maybe you should be attending your mother's funeral. Right? Did you read the obituaries this morning? Right? There's someone whose name is there that you may want to see. Zil, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, your mother Arpa. I killed her on my way here. He heard that. He got weak. He got schwach. And they were able to kill him. Zil ishtakach la'orpa imech bekivro. Ki'atu le'shma di'imei. Kochash chele ve'katle. So they were able to use their chachma. And that's how they were able to kill Yishbi Benoiv. The Gemara says, now you know the rest of the story. Hainu d'chsev oz nishbu anshei David lo'y lemer. Lo'y seitzi oydi tonu l'mulchamu v'le'sachav yisner Yisrael. At some point, this is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chafal, right around this time, after Yishbi Benoiv, the Yidden turned to David and said, David, you know, maybe it's better you just stay. We'll fight the wars. Stay away from the wars. Why were they afraid? David, why should David? David is, he became famous because he killed Goliath. So why should David not fight? The reason they didn't want David to fight is because they realized that maybe it was a little risky because of this story that had just happened. So we mentioned that when Avishai ben Tzeruya is running to save David from Yishbi ben Noiv, yes, Kfitza Saderach. Talk to Gemara. Another digression from the digression. Ben Benoishal digression. Tadu Rabbanon. Shleisha Kofza Lehemaris. There were three people that merited Kfitza Saderach. Eliezer Eved Avram. Anyone that ever learned Chibish Rasha? You want to see the Yeshiva? You know that. The Yaakov Avini. The Avishai Ben Tzeruya. Avishai Ben Tzeruya Hadamar. That's the story we just said. Avishai Ben Tzeruya Kfitza Saderach. Eliezer Eved Avram. Because Avram Avinu sends him to go find a wife for Yitzchak. The Avay Hayoy. That day that he leaves, he arrived. Yaakov Avinu. How do you know Yaakov Avinu at Kvitzas Haderech? The pasuk says, "Vayetze Yaakov miber Sheva, vayelech Haran." Vayivka b'makon, vayolun shom kivah Hashemesh. What's going on? Kimatul Haran. Yaakov Avinu left Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever for 14 years, and he goes to Haran. He's going to go find a wife. Rachel, Leah, Bilah, Zilpah, Lavan, Besuah. Right, that's where he's going. So kimatul Haran Amar. When he arrived in Haran, he said, I just traveled through the entire Eretz Yisrael. And one of the cities I passed was Basel. Basel, by the way, Rashi says, right here, interesting Rashi, Yerushalayim. You want to know where Basel is? It's Yerushalayim. He says, I passed Yerushalayim, I passed Basel. Mokoim she espalu by a voice, vanilo espalalti by, and I didn't daven. I didn't go to the kaisel for vasikin. I mean, how did I not do that? I was in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't daven in the mokoim she espalu by a voice, boy le mahadr. So Yaakov Avinu said, you know something? I'm going back. Before I go to Lavan, I have to daven in the place where my zayd is daven. Kivan the hirer bedaiti le mahadr. As soon as he had a hirer to go back, kofza le'ara, he had kfitzas haderech miyad vayifka ba mokoim. He was zoichet vayifka ba mokoim. Davar acher. Another pshat, epkia, ela tfila pkia means tfila shenim v'ata al tespal v'adam azev al tizem adam rinu tfila v'al tifkabi. Meaning the first pshat is v'yifka b'mokam ahu means kvitas aderech. He bumped into Eretz Yisrael, meaning really he wasn't there. Hashem brought him back. Another pshat is it's miloshin tfila. V'yifka b'mokam ahu is miloshin tfila. He davened there. V'yol and shom kiva Hashemesh. So we mentioned the story of Yaakov. Basa the tzoli boi l'maheder. Right after he finished davening, he wanted to go back. He came to my hotel. He needs to sleep here. The sun shone only for Yaakov. The same sun that had set prematurely for him, Zarcha Bavurei, would later prematurely rise for him. What does it say? Vayizrach le'Hashemesh. That's after he fought with the Malach. So again, things we've spoken about a lot in the past, but just three very, very short ha'aras. Number one, so the Gemara says that three people are Kfitas HaDerech. Avishai ben Tziruya, Eliez Eved Avram, and Yaakov Avinu. Chassam Sofer makes very interesting, I hear, the very interesting diak. And that is asking a good question. We had Sancheiriv in the beginning of the daf that seemed to have also had Kfitas HaDerech. Either way, so you have Avishai ben Tziruya, you have Eliez Eved Avram, and you have Yaakov Avinu. Zok Chassam Sofer, a gewaldige diak. When did Eliez have Kfitas HaDerech? When he left Avram and he went to Choron to go find the wife of Yitzchak. When did Yaakov have Kfitas HaDerech? Not when he left Be'er Sheva. He had Kfitas HaDerech when he went back to Be'er Sheva. He goes to Choron. He realizes that he passed Mokem Shespalu by Avoisai. He himself didn't daven. He felt that it was the wrong thing to have done. So he now wants to go back, and he was like to Kfitas HaDerech. Eliezer Eved Avram had Kfitas HaDerech when he left Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu had Kfitas HaDerech when he was going back to Eretz Yisrael. Zok Tehil Gichsam Sofer, it's based on the Yisoy that Ramban says throughout his Pirush al HaTorah, Maisa Ovis Simul Avonim, that the Ovis HaKtoishim lived a life that was a microcosm of what was in store for the Yidden in the future. He says the Maisa Ovis Simul Avonim for Eliezer, who was an Evet Knani, was that they'd be thrown out of the land really, really fast. Yeshua Benun, they were going to come and they were going to defeat the Umay Sa'ilam, they'd be thrown out of the land. That's why he had Kfitas HaDerech when he left Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu had Kfitas HaDerech when he was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, because that was the Maisa Simul Avonim that Yidden are going to come back. But it's more than that. Yaakov was there, he left, and he's going to come back one day. Bishuvi Yerushalayim, we're going to all return to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to happen quickly. It's going to be Shuas Hashem Keherifayin. It's going to be with a Kfitas HaDerech. In a moment of time, the Yidden are going to return, and that's the Maisa of a similar banim. The Yaakov Avinu is in Eretz Yisrael. He leaves Eretz Yisrael, but we're going to come back the way Yaakov Avinu came back. He's going to come back with Kfitas HaDerech. I saw another Ha'ara in the Sefer Teres Brisk. So they bring from the Brisk Rav. That Briskerov shtel, that how come when Avram Avinu went to Haram Meiria, he didn't have Kfitas HaDerech? Going to the same place. Yaakov Avinu is going back, and Yaakov Avinu has Kfitas HaDerech. Yaakov wasn't greater than Avram. Why did Avram not have Kfitas HaDerech? And Yaakov did have Kfitas HaDerech. So the Briskerov said, Kedarkoi. He said that when Avram Avinu went to Haram Meiria, he had a mitzvah. Vayoyim Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Litein tzchara kol psiyo psiyo. There was a mitzvah to go. That means every step that Avram Avinu took en route to Har Meiria was a mitzvah. So for Avram Avinu to have Kfitas HaDerech wouldn't have been a good thing. He's losing out on the mitzvah. You don't want to have Kfitas HaDerech. You want to go. You want to take your time. Every single halicha is a mitzvah. Yaakov Avinu didn't have a mitzvah. So if Yaakov Avinu didn't have a mitzvah, so in Meila there was no mokim for Kfitas HaDerech. Just one other hara I saw the Teres Chaim says on this Gemara right here. So you know Yaakov Avinu davened. And what tefillah did he daven? He davened Meir. That's the night that Yaakov Avinu was mespalel Meir and was mesakim Meir. It's a Gemara in Brachas. Yaakov Avinu was mespalel Meir. He did it right there and then. He was mesakim Meir. So the Teres Chaim said that why did he daven? Why was he mesakim Meir on that night? Why didn't he do it the night before? Why not a night after? Why not then? So the Teres Chaim said because really at that point there was Shachris and Mincha. Avram was mesakim Shachris. Yitzchak was mesakim Mincha. So you had Shachris and Mincha. So really what Yaakov was supposed to have done is he was supposed to have Davin Mincha. The problem is the sunset, it was Shkia already. It was after Rebbeinu Tam's. It was too late. He couldn't Davin Mincha because all of a sudden it became night. So what do you do if you don't Davin Mincha? You Davin two Myrivs. The problem is you can make a Myriv. So Yaakov Avinu had no choice. He had to be Mesake in Myriv so that he should be able to daven two Myrivs. The first Myriv was real. The Teres Chaim says it right here on this Gemara. So the first Myriv was really two Myrivs. He daven two Myrivs. Myriv, Tashlumin for Mincha, and he had to have a Myriv. Because if there's no Myriv, there's no Mokim for Tashlumin of Mincha. Either way, Zok the Gemara. Uminolin the Kol Yezari the David. We're not finishing. Right? Uminolin the Kol Yezari the David. No, you can't. Oh, because that's technically the next tefillah. He's saying good. Uminolin the Cholas. He said if there's no Myriv, then the Tashlumin for Mincha should be by Shachris. Uminolin the Kol Yezari the David. You see from here, Lomdis. Then no, it's not. Uminolin the Kol Yezari the David. So David HaMelech gets out of his danger. David HaMelech himself was saved, but it came at the expense of his family. That was the deal that he made with Hashem. Either he was going to be killed or his family was going to be killed. So the Gemara says, where do you find that his family was killed? It says the Gemara, it's in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. It says over there, Achazio, not to be confused with Achaz. Achaz was Chizkiyo's father. This is Achazio. Achazio is one of the Malchei Yehuda. He's one of the kings, and he and his entire family, or most of his family, were assassinated. His mother was alive, Achazio's mother, and some young children. The Pasuk, Achazio's mother had always wanted to be king, but she couldn't. It was her husband and her son, but this was her opportunity. So she goes, Vata'abedes kol zera ha'mamlocha. She kills all her own children, so now she should be the one that's going to be the king. There was one little baby that she left alive. But other than that baby, she kills everybody. So you see that Kol Hazara de David. This is exactly where it happened. Why did this happen? What did David HaMelech do to deserve this? This is all going back to the deal he made for the fact that he was somewhat, on some level, complicit for the story of Noi Virkamp. But the Gemara says they weren't all killed out. That one baby who would grow up to be none other than the king Yoyosh. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's true. Hasam Nami Ishtayr of Yasser. The entire family of Achimelech wasn't either killed. Remember, there was one member of the family. His name was Avyasa. He's the one who ran and told David HaMelech about what happened. So just like there, one person was saved. That's why here too the same thing. Were it not for the fact that Avyasa survived, then Malchus Beis David would have been completely wiped out. Shiach comes from Malchus Beis David. So everything, these little things that happen, we don't realize what's playing themselves out. But really, if not for the fact that if Yosser survives, Le Nishtayr Mizaroi Shel David Sarudu Palet. So we return to our regular program, which is Sancheriv and Chizkiyo. Amar Avida Marav, Ba'aleim Sancheriv HaRosho. When Sancheriv came and he attacked the Yidden, he came by Arbam V'chamisha Elavish B'nei Melochim Yeshem B'Krenish Hazah. He came with 45,000 people. They weren't just people. They were B'nai Melachim. They came from all these foreign kingdoms. They were riding on golden chariots. V'iman shigloinois v'zoinois. They came with princesses and zoinois. U'bishmoinim elef giboirim. And they had 80,000 warriors. Levushei shiryon klipa. Who were wearing very intimidating coats. U'vishishim elef achuzei cherev ratzim lefanev. And there were another 60,000 people that were holding swords. V'hashar and the rest of the army, parashim, they were ordinary cavalry, ordinary troops. Says the Gemara, v'chein bo'al Avram, a similar type of army fought against Avram, the war of the kings. V'chein asidim lovi and goygu magoy, and something similar is going to happen in the end of days by Melchemes goygu magoy. Sisatono, irich machaneu arbemeyes parsi. The length of this machana were 400 parsois. Roichav, the width, tzavar susav, of the necks of the horses, arboim parsi. That's how wide and long this army was. Sach machaneu, how many people were there? Masayim v'shishim riboy, alofim chasir chad. If you do the math, it's 2 billion, 600 million, so it's 2.6 billion minus 1. Says the Gemara, bayabayo, chasir chad. When you say minus 1, what does it mean? Chad riboy, 1 unit of 10,000, minus 10,000, or chasachad minus 1,000, or chasameya minus 100, or chasachad literally minus 1. So it's 2.6 billion chusad achas, that's what it was. The Gemara says, take it, we're not sure. Tono, Rishayim Avru B'Shechi. So they came, they had to cross the Yarden to come fight against the Yidden. So the first ones, when they crossed, they had to swim because there was water in the Yarden. Shenema V'cholap Yehuda Shatav Avru. That's what that pasuk means. It means they swam against Yehuda. It's referring to the first group of soldiers that came to attack the Yidden. Emtsaim, the next group, Avru Bekaima, they were able to walk. And the reason they were able to walk is because the first group took so much water with them. They absorbed in their clothing, etc.
Shenemar atzava yagia.
Achroinim helu ofa beragleim. The water had been completely empty to the point that they were literally kicking dust as they were walking. As a matter of fact, they were even thirsty. They couldn't even find water in the nar. To the point they had to bring water from someplace else to drink. Ani karti v'shosisi mayim. Break the Gemara. 2.6 billion chaser achas. What do you mean? Voxiv. The pasuk says, Vayitze malach Hashem v'yachav v'machnashu meir v'shmeidim v'chamisha olev. Vayashkimu b'boyku v'nekulam p'gara meis. It was 185,000. The pasuk in the... No, how could you tell me it was more? I'm Rabbi Vo. Halalu Rashi, guys. It was 185,000 knackers. 185,000 ranking officials. But in terms of how many people, it was a lot more. I'm Rabbi Ashi. Dekanami. It's actually mashman that way. The pasuk says, b'mashmanav rozoim b'shmeinim de'ispu. The fat ones, meaning the juicy ones, the commanders. Amar Rabbi, Dekanami, Dechsev, another pasuk that's mashma that way. Vayishlach Hashem Malach, Vayachachet Kol Giber Chayav V'Nogad V'Sor B'Machne, Vayovar Beisal Lekov, U'mitziyei Meyav Shomei Pilu B'Chorev, Shema Mino. It says, who did the Malach kill? Vayishlach Hashem Malach, Vayachachet Kol Giber Chayav V'Nogad V'Sor. Right? These are all the officials. So it's 185,000 officials, but really it's 2.6 billion chaser achas. But Mehikam, headed Hashem, how did the Malach kill them? Rebbe Lezer says, Bayad, he killed them with his hand. The Malach came, it was the Malach Gavriel, using his hand. Shenema Vayah Yisrael Sayyad HaGreilo. What's this Yad? Hayad Shasidu Lipar Masanah. The same hand that one day is going to kill Sancheir. That's the Yad HaGreilo that the Yidin saw by the Yams. Shua Yimir Be'etzba Yikam. He killed him with a finger. Shenema Vayah Yimir HaChar Tumen Al Paroi. Etzba Elohim Hi. He Etzba Shasidu Lipar Masanah. Misan Cherif, it's the same etzba that one day is going to kill Sancher. Blessed B'nei Shavu Yisak, Lili Yoyim Rabbanei Kodesh Baruch Hu Gavriel. Maglecha Netusha. Hashem told Gavriel, is your knife sharpened? Meaning, you're ready to go after Asher? Amal Afanav? Yes. Riboy Mishal Oilam? Netusha V'aymedes M'sheish Yisimei Bereshis. I've had my magle ready to go already from Sheish Yisimei Bereshis. Shenema M'pnei Charobois Nadod. Shimon Yichol Yoyim Ra'isa. Perigs Man Bishol Perisaya. This time that Sancherif's army was killed was around the time that the Perigs start to ripen. Amal Kodesh When you go out to ripen the fruits, he's okay, Klahed. Agav, why don't you take care of the Syrian army? Why don't you take them out? Shenema midei avroi yikach eschem ki bavayke bavayke yavr bayem v'alaydu v'hoyer rag zivah hovinch. I'm a papa. I had a damage. My people knew when they say agav urcha leval devavach ish dama. If you're driving somewhere and you know that you're passing the house of someone that you don't like, why don't you stop? Knock on the door and take care of it. So Gavriel was really going to, you know, this was the season of Bishul Peiros. What's that? Very good. I hear. Some say that the way Gavriel killed them is he breathed into their chaitam, into their nostrils, and that's how they died. Gavriel clapped his hands, and that's how they died. Shenever v'gamani ake kampi el kampi, v'ani chusi chamosri. Yitzchak Nafka omar, oznayim gilu lehem. He opened up their ears. V'shomu, they were able to hear shira v'pi achayos. They were able to hear the chayos singing shira v'mesu, and that's how they died. Shenemar meiroi mimusecho naftzugay. The commonest diamond. So were they all killed? Or were some left over? Rav says, Asar, there were 10 people left. So we went from 2.6 billion minus 1 to 10. Shenema v'ushar eitz yarei mispar yiv v'nar yichteve. It says in the context, the nar, the child can write it. Kamana yochel liftoich. What's the first letter that a child can write? Hebrew letter. The yud, Asar, which is the gematria of 10, because yud is a very easy letter to write. The yidola, right? That's the easy one to write. That's the pshat. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, Tisha, 9. Shenema v'nisha by oileilois, kinoikev zayishnayim, shloisha gargrim b'reish amir, arba chamisha v'sifeh. Again, in the same context of Sancheirev and Asher, it says, arba v'chamisha, at the end of the pasuk, 4 plus 5, 9. Shuban Leviyam, Arba Asar. No, it's 14. Shenema, look at all the numbers mentioned in the Pasuk. You have Shnayim, Shloisha, that's 5. Arba V'chamisha, 9. 5 plus 9 is 14. Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Chamisha, there were 5 people. And who were the 5 people? Sancheirif, Ushnei Bonov, Nevuchadnetzar, Univuzradon. And what the Gemara is going to do now What the Gemara is going to do now is we mentioned Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradon. That's going to be the next chapter of Perek Chelek, the next topic. We're going to finish up the story of Sancheiriv in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. And then from there, we're going to digress into stories about Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradon related to the Churban, some more fascinating Divrei Agadah.